Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, 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 ooh. The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast, live from Hollywood, California. In person with my co-host Brian Frangie. What's up,
Brian? Well, it's live for us.
Yeah, live to tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I could say that every time.
Is it live, live?
Everything that we're doing is live.
It is. It's this live is a lie. It is live. Yes, it's live to tape. But people say that a lot in Hollywood. They're like, it's live to tape.
It's because Hollywood is full of bullshit artists who don't know what the fuck they're doing anymore.
Yes. I'm doing something live coming up. That's live. No, and it's a rare thing that things are live anymore. Yeah. My show on MTV was live.
Really?
Yeah, Nikki and Sarah Live.
I didn't know that.
It was literally live.
I guess
live.
It was called Nikki
was
and Sarah Live.
It was crazy. The first TV show I ever did, we were just like, 3, 2, 1, and it's like on air. No
wow.
edit.
Well,
did you slip up or anything?
Yeah, I stumbled a little bit. There was like a teleprompter. That's Benedict Pleasey, everyone. He's from Lovers and Liars, FBoy Island season 2 and 3.
So nice to be here. Thanks for
Comedian,
having me.
Comedian, hilarious. Follow him on Instagram. I had no idea how many fucking followers you have. You got
many
so
yet?
Many.
I think they're all all fake.
You
Hollywood.
Know the number. You know the number. Oh, yeah. But can I think it was 567?
Yeah.
Is that
on Instagram?
But, I memorized that.
But I've lost so many recently.
From really? Lovers and Liars?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Why?
I'm like, what do you guys want me to do?
Wait, I like that they're already
serious?
Following you. They watch you on Lovers and Liars and then they go unfollow. Like
that really happened?
Oh, yeah.
How Both many, this seasons. Is Instagram or TikTok?
This is Instagram.
So Instagram, you had like five.
Because you're advertising it. That's why. It's not like they watch the show and go, I'm going to go unfollow this guy. They see the ads you're doing. Now you're on a reality show and they're like, fuck this guy. He's sold out.
One guy goes, less self promo, please. I was like,
that's
dude.
All this is, man.
Are you kidding me?
That's all I got, bro.
Less
it's okay. We'll get him back. We'll get him back.
How many followers do you feel like you lost because of?
He said 6,000 for FBoy 3.
It's for FBoy 3. It was like 10,000 and 6,000.
So many people.
The first episode.
More than that, watched the show.
Wow.
More people unfollowed you because of your ads for the show than watched the actual.
I'm like, I'm on the show too, though. Like, yeah. I'm not just promoting a show out of nowhere. Like, I'm on that.
Like, yeah, you guys should watch the regime
for you. That's crazy. That just shows you, like, and if you were to get a girlfriend, they would fall off too.
Oh yeah.
Like if you were to post anything that like made it feel like these people didn't own you in some way,
oh, yeah.
that they
I'm
can't
yours.
Have you.
I have to be totally.
Yeah, because
whatever.
When you make content where you're just doing like who's buying this, or you're doing your
catcalling or something.
The polite catcalling is that what it's called? Polite catcalling. So he does these like videos where he's in the street with a megaphone and he will heckle and like roast people, but it's all polite roast.
I did it in West Hollywood and they ate it up.
Really, wow. they loved
like,
it.
Right by the Abbey.
Like, and what is like, what are some of the things you shot at people?
I was like, this guy had like glasses on. He was walking across a crosswalk and I was like, damn, dog. And like, everybody's like, oh. And I was like, you look like you know how to use Microsoft Excel. And he like just died. And his girlfriend was like, he's so good at it. He knows all the equations.
Yes, that's so fun. So he does those. And then also Who's Buying This really makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Where he just finds like an insane product. Like... like what's
there's like pickle jelly
banana flavored mustard or
there,
something.
There's insane there's like ranch cream. Like, there's just, people will send me just, like, insane stuff. And I'm like, all right,
damn,
let's do it. Find it in a store. It's kind of tough to find them.
Eat it. But for a while, you were just going like, who's buying this?
And then they're like, try them. Yeah.
And now you got to do that shit.
It's the symptom of a downfall of a society is to have frivolous products like that.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the beginning of the end.
Frankenfoods.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fact that our society is capable of producing ranch cream, face cream or whatever the fuck. Is a bad sign for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's not good.
We have too much leisure. We should be at war.
Well, I was listening to Tim Dillon podcast the other day, and I already knew this, but just bears repeating. Most countries don't allow the things we put in our food in their food supply. They it's illegal to sell the stuff that we have you can buy at 7-Eleven. It's illegal in other, because they know the harm it does.
Yeah, it's just there.
Right. That 7-Eleven's coffee reminds me of being broke. the taste of it because it is affordable and it is good, but the smell and taste of it reminds me of really hard times being hungover in LA. But it was the one treat of my day. It was like the most delicious thing. I would put those French vanilla creamers in. What do you put in yours? Black, right?
Straight up.
Of course you are.
I don't know why. I'm just like, I'm doing this. I'm not doing it for the taste.
Yeah, just the, it's the drug.
You're doing it for the look.
I'm doing it for
the look. Are you on Celsius? Do you do those? I tried one of those this weekend, and I think it just ruined my brain. It didn't even stop; it just went right through me, and I Arctic blasted out of my head. Like it was, it caused immense diarrhea right away. It was crazy.
Arctic blast.
It was crazy.
Great Trevor Wallace video
about Celsius.
Yeah, you shared it with me. Actually, I don't know
maybe
if we shared it.
Oh yeah, maybe
that
we
was
did.
A really good one.
But it's that stuff that reminds me of Monster Energy, which I used to be addicted to as well. But yeah, coffee. It's the first thing I think about in the morning. I'm so excited. And it sucks that the second one isn't as good as the first. That's when you know it's like a real addiction.
The first hits.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so, so good. And then you got me a Diet Coke at 7-Eleven, which was so freaking nice of you.
Wow.
That Diet is really Cokes nice. Are wearing,
I got one for you too.
I got a, he doesn't, I don't think he does.
You have to give it to Nikki.
It's, like, really it's getting to that. The point where I'm drinking so many that they're not special anymore. They used to feel like a cigarette, like when you're being bad. And now I'm doing them all the time. And I'm like, oh, I'm just smoking a pack a day.
You need to connect the Coke with an event as a reward. Like whenever you film something.
I started doing that with weed. I only smoke weed after I'm done with things, or right before, if I'm like
right before,
if I go on, if I'm like really feeling like right before I go on stage, I am feeling like really just bored and like just no energy and just feeling like kind of sad and like, what am I doing? Imposter syndrome. If I just like the tiniest puff from a vape, like the littlest one, it just gives me energy. That's what weed does for me. I mean, it ultimately makes you kind of stupid if you do it too much. But for me, weed right away makes me like, oh, fuck, like everything's okay.
It's like 10 coffees.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not, it's energy and like mental energy as opposed to like physical. I guess coffee gives me like physical energy, but my brain will still be slow on coffee sometimes.
Weed does not make me smart or
energized.
No,
it doesn't make you smart. Sometimes it does make my brain work a little bit smarter and faster and more creative, but ultimately I think it makes you
hungry.
Really stupid. And hungry? No, it curbs my hunger.
What?
It does like the opposite for me that it's supposed
makes
to
you
do.
Makes you smart and not hungry?
Not smart. It definitely makes my brain forget things more. Like when I've been everything from like a little toke before a show, a little bit afterwards, a surprise, to like smoking as soon as I wake and bake all day long. And that kind of lifestyle, if you're smoking weed throughout the day, it just makes you really dumb and it makes you forget things in the middle of the sentence. I've talked about this before, but I was smoking so much weed at some points I was going on stage and I would be in the middle of a joke. I'm in the middle of a setup. And not remember what I was even talking about. I would forget what I was talking about in the middle of a sentence, like a word.
That's me.
Not
just
like
the chicken.
Not just like, oh, I got distracted. What was I just talking about? I'm talking about it, and I'm forgetting what I'm talking about.
While
and
you're
that's
speaking.
When I had to like go to a Marijuana's Anonymous meeting and be like, I think I have a problem.
MA.
Yeah, there is that. And I went to one, and I got outed in it. He was like, this one guy was sharing. Which you're not supposed to do in a meeting. I probably shouldn't even say I went to one because it does work for people if you're addicted to marijuana. I truly believe that. I just didn't stay in it. And so I still smoke. But my first meeting, which you're like scared to go because you're like, is this really a problem I have?
Yeah.
And should I even be talking about this? And like, And you're, it's supposed to be anonymous for even a person that isn't have any level of fame. So I go to this and I think I shared because it was like first timers or like anyone here for the first time. And I want to just say, if you ever go to a 12 step meeting and they go, who's here for the first time? You do not have to say me. You can just sit there silently. No one's going to be like, we've never seen you. Why aren't you raising your hand? Like, there's no rules in 12 step meetings, which is the greatest thing ever. So even if they're like, if this is your first time, tell us about your name. You literally, no one will be like, well, you haven't been here, share. Like, you can sit there silently. So don't ever let that be a reason you don't go, is because you are scared to share, because you won't have to share ever. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do in a 12-step meeting. It's the only place in the world where there's no expectations of you. But well, there is the expectation to fucking not say anyone else's name. But even if you fuck that up, no one yells at you. There's no yelling. Like, this guy... So I shared because I felt like it. And I was like, I'm here. I don't know if I really belong here. Here's my relationship with weed, blah, blah, blah. This is years and years ago when I was like struggling with it. And then the guy, this, you know, we get to the like main shares and this guy is like, I really didn't know if I was supposed to come today, but then I saw Nikki Glaser is here. One of my favorite roasters. This is like, I've been to so many 12-step meetings for different things before. Yeah, favorite roasters. And now she actually
roasts. Now she literally roasts too.
She roasts and blazes.
And I just was like, and I really don't really care if people recognize me in other meetings for stuff, but that one for some reason, because it was my first time and I'm like, this is kind of embarrassing. This is something I'm ashamed about. I really was not in the mood for it. And so I just got off the meeting and use that as an excuse to never go back, because I was like, my anonymity was broken, so I'll never return to this. So I because I just wanted to keep smoking weed, so that was my excuse. But it did happen, and it was unbelievable to be. And you can tell that maybe someone probably messaged him like, hey, that's not cool to do, but that guy didn't suffer anything. So if you go into an AA meeting or a 12-step meeting and you fuck up the rules, because there's tons, no one's gonna yell at you about it. Everyone understands that everyone does it, and people break anonymity all the freaking time.
And that guy's name,
if you know anyone who's ever been to a 12-step meeting, they're breaking a rule. Me just saying I went to a 12-step meeting is breaking a rule. Do you know why? This is very interesting.
You can reveal yourself, can't you?
No, you shouldn't reveal yourself, because if you reveal, I never understood that, because I go, if it works for you, why wouldn't you tell people about it? Like, I want to scream from the rooftops about one 12-step program I was in because it helped me so much, but I can't because I have too much respect for it. And I don't want to let, you don't want to put your name with anything, because people might do it because I do it, right? And then that's good. But what if I start using again? And then people will go, well, it failed. We know it didn't work for her. So if people, it's not good to attach your name to anything. If you're a celebrity and you think like, I'm helping by saying this, it's not helping. You're breaking the rule.
It's true of all things. Television shows.
What do you mean?
Don't attach your name to it in case
it fails. Yeah, you'll lose followers.
Yeah.
That is true.
What happened? So are you full of regrets now?
Yeah, I'm just, every time I'm ever on TV, I'm just not, no, I don't.
No, right? You do, because your life is the algorithm. Your life is the followers.
That's the world of Hollywood.
You're an influencer.
Now. Yeah.
What is it like being like really locked into it? Brian,
I try.
You know.
No,
but
I don't.
You don't know on this level where you're like every, do you put up content every single day?
No. I could, because I do cartoons.
Right.
That would be impossible. Yeah.
But Benedict, you're every day. You got
to
post something.
I try to every day. Yeah. I try to post something.
Is there,
and it's like,
is it hard?
Yeah. Because you run out of ideas. And right now, like, I just moved here. Like, I'm trying to situate everything and it's a little more tough. And like when you're on the road and stuff like that, you don't have all the time. But
is it like working out where it's like, if you get it done early in the day, you're like the rest of the day, you kind of feel like, okay, I can just like relax until tomorrow. Or if you wait, like the second you get it done, do you go, what's next?
Kind of never stops. Cause you're like, what other app do I have to post that on that I forgot about? Like, oh, Facebook. I didn't post it on Facebook.
It's a curse. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not good.
And so what are you going to do today? Have you thought about it?
I've got to edit a clip that I already filmed. It feels good to film something and get that out of the way, but like it never stops.
Then you have to look at yourself then. Are you used to that at this point? You don't care?
I hate it.
Has it gotten easier to edit?
It's gotten a little easier, but like after you like listen to a set that you did and watch like a whole thing that you filmed, I'm like, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah. No,
every single... It's the worst.
Then I do a yoga class and the mirror's right in front of me. I'm like, oh my God.
I like doing
cancel
that,
this guy.
But that's when you know you've won.
What?
When you finally do it.
I like seeing it in the moment.
He gets to stop posting.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, but you can never stop posting.
Even after you die?
No, you gotta post.
No, then your estate needs to keep your image alive.
What's good?
Elvis makes way more money now than he ever did when he was alive. Yeah, they need to keep going.
We have to feed the machine because that's what our economy runs on.
This morning, I haven't seen my boyfriend in a while, and he like felt my stomach. And he was like, "Oh, you got some lats going." And I go, "Really?" Like, I was like, "Oh, wow, really?" Because I don't feel that. And I was like, "Thanks." And he was like, and I go, "The shitty thing is, it's like," he goes, "How are you feeling? Like, you look good." I'm like, because we haven't seen each other in a while, and I do Pilates a lot. And he was like, "You look good. How are you feeling?" And I was like, "It's just, I can never stop." Like, yeah. And he goes, nope. I go, "If I want to keep these abs, like, I have to keep going every day." And he goes, "No, they like," he said something. He was going to say something else. And I go, "Wait, they stick." He goes, "No, they'll stick around," because he was saying like, "You'll keep this up." And uh-huh. I thought he was saying, "No, they stick around." And I almost believed him that they would be, that they, once you get them, they'll just stay.
Yeah.
And
I had
this dreamy hope that is so based on nothing. For literally 0.2 seconds, I had this thing of like, once you get them, they don't go away, which I know is not true.
Yeah.
But imagine a world in which you get something and then it just stays.
Like an Emmy.
Nothing. Like an Emmy?
Yeah, they can't take that away from you unless you get canceled.
Yeah. But then the next Emmy show up and no one gives a fuck. Like, yeah. That's the thing about even the like award shows. I'm like, this is so important right now and no one care. No one will care in a year. It'll be the next cycle and everyone will be caring about that cycle.
Yeah.
And you'll be old news.
And then when you're in your 60s and you have like a few Emmys in your house and people are like, "What? What is this? You have Emmys?" And
yes.
For what? What'd you do? Yeah. Like
in your cabinet where your plates should be, you have Emmys.
Yeah, and it's for like the Milton Berle Hour.
Yeah.
And which was the biggest show of its time, yes. Or something like that. You know, it's like the most, more people watch it than the Super Bowl now in the 70s. And no one, you couldn't pull 100 people on the street that would have ever heard of this show.
Yeah, I haven't.
I've just made it up. But like, you know what I mean? Like there's all these like programs that happened in the 70s and 80s.
Well, in the 50s especially, like, you know, everyone in the world would like watch Sid Caesar or something like that. Everybody, not in the world, in the country.
It's crazy.
In the radio even. Everyone listened to Sid Caesar on Sundays in the 50s.
Yeah.
And that was it. Everyone just knew what it was. Everyone knew what he said. All the jokes everyone got. And that was it. And nowadays it's all segmented and everyone has to be their own corporation where you're...
It's so exhausting.
You're your own marketing, you're your own content creator, you're your own manager, you're your own everything. And that's why only a few people get to make money and everyone else has to... just post to Instagram every day.
I just want what the OnlyFans girl said she had on last episode, which is like a bunch of people, and this is what I feel like with this podcast, the podcast fans, they only want good for me. Like they only want to see me do well. They're only seeing, they love me. Like they really love me in a way that's like, we like you no matter if you're not that good that day, or mm-hmm. like it's unconditional love from a fanship, which is so rare to have. Like Swifties obviously are like that with her.
She can do anything.
But she is perfect, so it kind of doesn't, she doesn't really ever fail us.
You don't need your fans, yeah.
But my fans will accept me for whatever I am, and that is, I think that's what I would really like to, if you could just have that, where a safe space, because like...
Yeah, it's like Trump.
Like, I want to do this Swiftie channel that is has a paywall, because I want to talk about Taylor Swift, and I want to geek out about it, but I don't want people to make fun of me that don't get it, you know? So I want to be comfortable, and that's what I feel about the podcast. When people listen to the podcast who I know don't, who are going to be a little bit judgmental of me.
Yeah.
Like if we have on a guest and they're like, "I listened to a couple episodes." I'm like, no. Like you don't get it. Like you're not who this is for.
Yeah.
Like watch my roast. That's like a polished thing mm-hmm. that I'm like, here it is. And this is just like very low stakes. This is for like my, this is like unconditional love.
For the people who get it.
Where you can be without makeup in front of them and they still love you. Whereas the mm-hmm. other things I do in my life, and that's just more metaphorically, I still wear makeup on the show, but like, you know, this is a stripped down version where you're like, oh, they just like me for me.
There's no makeup on your personality.
Yeah, but I can't make the money I make without having the, like, I can't be on the level I'm at without, I would like this to be bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's harder to find people that love you unconditionally like that. Like, do you feel like your fans, you can trust them and to not, like, be mean to you? Can you read your comments and stuff?
Them being mean to me is, like, part of the game for me.
Because you're a little bit roasty as well.
Yeah, like, I got it coming. Like, look at me. Like you can.
We're going to get into look at you because you are such an interesting person. Watching you opened for me 2 weekends ago in Pechanga Casino, and your act was so self-deprecating in such a really enjoyable way because you are an attractive, hot guy that is on a show where you are you are recast because you're a hot guy.
But it's like, come on, I'm a scam.
But you're also funny, and that's why you were cast too. Thanks. So it's not all just hot guy, but you stepped up the hotness. And I think I relate to that a lot, where it's like you get in the door being funny, and then you're like, but no, I'm actually
look at
me. Too, right? And then you try as hard as you can, yeah. And you do elevate to that level, but you always feel like a fraud.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that when we get back after this. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. Well, the weather is getting a lot warmer, and so your wardrobe probably needs an update. I know mine does, and it's so hard when you want to buy new stuff because you want it to last a long time, you want it to look really good, and you want it to, like, stand the test of time in terms of, like, fashion. At least that's what I want. And so that's why I love Quince, because Quince is all about effortless fashion that looks chic and timeless year-round. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk top. They have so many chic jewelry pieces, like these globe boho hoops. I love those. You could just blindly click and end up with such wardrobe essentials. They're not wasting your time at Quince. I love the Quince dress I got. I'm trying to find it because I want to say the exact name of it, but it's like this long sleeve dress, but it's like a midi skirt. It's so cute. It's like silky feeling. It's just, I've told you about it before. Okay, there's so much cute stuff on here. I got to go and get back to the podcast, but you know what to do. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Nikki. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. All right, we're back with Benedict Polizzi from Lovers and Liars, which you can watch right now. Second episode coming out tonight if you're listening to this on Thursday on the CW, on the CW app, on Hulu.
Or Hulu.
Yeah. And Benedict is looking for love this season. He's been on the F-Boy Island season 2 and 3.
Couple times.
He was on F-Boy Island season 2 as a...
Nice guy.
You were there for love. You ended up being the runner-up for Louise, who ended up picking Mercedes, the effest of F-boys that's ever existed.
The final boss of F-boys.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, he played a good game.
He's incredible.
In real life, great guy.
He's the GOAT.
Mercedes... follow him on Instagram. I just want to give a shout out because he's a narcissist, so I'm constantly trying to feed his ego whenever I bring him up because I think he's going to find a way to watch this because I talked about him. And
he's searching it on Google.
100%.
Right now.
There's some way he's live streaming this, even though this isn't live stream because he heard his name.
That's
he's
going to
tap
part.
Into
he's,
it.
He's in here.
The thing about Mercedes is that you can, as long as you're talking about him, he's fine. He doesn't even care about being made fun of because he likes being talked about and the attention. And he's so confident, he's unrattled.
Is that crazy? Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, I think Mercedes, no offense, and actually you don't take any offense to this because I told this to your face one time when we were doing one of our therapy sessions. You are a clinical narcissist. Like, not the kind that we just say our boyfriends are.
Yeah.
And that everyone has narcissistic tendencies and traits, or they can. And that's usually what people are saying. My boyfriend is a narcissist. You're saying he has narcissistic traits. The narcissistic personality disorder is... and Mercedes would not call it a disorder. It is a thing that you can be diagnosed as that, like, you know, is a, it's a big diagnosis. And sure. Mercedes, and it's incurable, which is very interesting to me because narcissists wow. don't think anything's wrong can't with them. Back. So you can't cure
nope.
them. Mm-hmm. Because to be able to cure something, you have to be willing to participate in the cure.
And they're not.
And if you don't believe it's a problem, it's so cool.
You don't participate.
It's actually, it blows my mind that it's incurable. It's like rabies. Narcissism and rabies are the only two things that are like incurable.
Yeah.
That once you get it, like, you locked in with it.
And if
but
your
I
dog
told him
gets
he was.
It, you have to put it down.
Yeah.
Narcissist.
But I told him, I was like, you're a narcissist. Like, I think you, this is the first time, I'm almost excited that I'm like talking with a real life. I don't know
it's
that
like
I'm.
It's like a creature. It's like a zoo.
Yeah, it's like when you talk to, when Piers Morgan talks to like a sociopath. Have you watched those psychopaths or whatever? That's as rare and interesting as a person
they're
as
not,
he is.
They are very different than a normal human's brain.
And when I get around a narcissist, man, do I give them what they want.
Oh yeah, well that's the mastery.
It's amazing. Yeah. I want Mercedes to like me so much.
Yes.
I am desperate for his approval, even though I don't trust him, even though I know that his personality disorder comes from a place of feeling less than, which I don't judge Mercedes because I also feel Same. Less than, but you will mm-hmm. never admit that you do. And you're just going not like this to the camera or to your phone right now as you watch it. But so I relate to that. I'm not, that's not an indictment on you at all, but I want you to like me so much mm-hmm. and I'm not scared of you. I'm actually charmed by it. Like,
oh,
I
look up to him.
I love narcissists.
I look up to all narcissists. I'm like, yes. Wow, good for you.
So Benedict's the opposite of a narcissist.
No, he's got some traits. Oh yeah, we both all got a little trait. There's a part of you that like to do stand up comedy.
Mm.
To think that anyone has to shut their mouth so they can listen to you spout off about whether you have to think you're better than people,
or you
bit.
Think you're not. You're so desperate for
that's
approval
where it all
of
stems
others.
From.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
But that's even, even like, you know, diagnosable narcissists, it comes from a deep, like,
yeah.
But they
lack
can't,
of
you
self-worth.
Can't ever.
But everyone has that. That's what everyone's weird personality has come from, the fact that they didn't get something as a child and believe that they're not worthy for some reason. It's all a matter of how their personality manifests from how they chose to deal with that.
Yes. It's all that.
Yeah.
God, fuck.
We're a wreck.
Well, I want to get to Benedict. Like, you talk about on stage, you came in here today and I made a joke about spray tans and then you said, yeah, I feel that. I live that life. You told me you get two
spray
tans.
Two a week.
A week. What is that? You can't, dude. You can't spray it on a spray tan.
I know, but it, like, for me and probably you too, like, we work out a lot. It, like, when you sweat, it washes off. So, like,
do you scrub it all off before you go in for the second one?
Nah.
So you will spray
just
on top of one.
Do work,
don't you just
baby.
End up looking kind of dirty? I just scraped my skin off yesterday to get this off to get a new one to yesterday.
That's why I get two, because it kind of like fills in for
oh
the
my
other
God.
One.
Do you go in the booth or do you get someone to do
the
it?
The booth. Ooh, yeah, I'm all about the booth.
Yeah, it's well, it's much more
I've done the person one before, though.
I've been
Weird.
Doing the person one pretty frequently because the booth has burned me. But do you ever follow the booth?
Oh yeah.
Okay, like so, because a lot of mist is wasted.
Like I turn around and
part.
Get low.
Yes, I do too. Like okay, so when you're doing the booth,
we can do this.
Like
this. Oh yeah.
Okay, so it starts like this, and it tells you to start like this. But I will.
Mine's like this.
Wow. Nikki's standing
where?
With her hands over her head as
here?
If she was in
oh,
the
really?
TSA.
Then I'm here.
Oh yeah, maybe you do it. I start like this, and then I go
Benedict's
down like this.
Doing like the Egyptian
so
dance.
So I get it on my forearms first because it starts up here above your head because it thinks you're tall.
You're
so
like,
I get that mist, and then I quickly go to this,
and then she
when
puts
it's
her
going
arms
more
down.
Like this, I'll start like this. Yeah, I'm doing the back.
Bends over like she's gonna do a deadlift.
Off with it, and then I go like this, and then I get to the position.
And then W.
But
like
there is so much mist being wasted if you're not following.
I know
with your
you really
gotta
take up a lot of
yes,
like area.
Aren't you guys worried?
I didn't think it got my face enough one time, so I did one of these.
Oh my God, between
my
the legs.
God.
Yes.
I got
Dude.
A little spray and I was like, I felt that.
Dude.
Worth my money.
Yes. I have done.
Wow.
And I've gone like this where I try to like collect it in the air because it's all swirling
You're breathing
around.
In.
Yeah. I just want my insides to be fucking contoured as well.
Is there no worry that this is maybe bad for you?
Yeah, of course there is. It's.
I think it's better than actual bulbs, though.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Or do you think it's better than
way.
The sun itself? is worse than getting a spray tan? You think the spray tan is probably worse?
I think spray tan will end up being like extreme. Like, there's no way this stuff isn't toxic. There's some places that do it organically, but certainly not the Versus Spa Pro.
Or the double Black Diamond.
I do the Versus Spa Pro double legs. Do you ever go?
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
Double hydration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, yes. It's like, and then the voice talks to you. I'm always like, yeah, bitch, I know to put my foot on number 2 and 4. Like, can you just do it? We could do this so much faster, like, if you didn't have to talk to
I'm
me.
I'm here twice a week, baby girl.
Yeah.
Like, I know the moves.
It's crazy. So it's like the same moves as the TSA where you have to like stand and it scans you.
Yeah.
But people don't know about spray tan life. But it's
just like TSA. That's
hilarious.
But don't
you feel so much better about yourself when you have a spray tan?
Yeah, right when I walk out, I'm like, oof, different
you get,
person.
Don't you feel like people tell you you look better and you get more positive feedback when
the
you have a spray tan?
Same day, it's crazy.
Yes.
Like, why do you, like, you're glowing right now. I'm like, huh, it's crazy. Must
you
be,
look 10
something.
Pounds thinner, at least.
Wow.
It really changes everything. It's like, it's no joke. Actually, this weekend, a girl came up to me and said, me and my dad listen to your podcast and he's really against anything toxic and all this stuff, but he said you can get a spray tan because Nikki Glaser gets one.
That's amazing.
That was really cool, I've heard. And
salute to that guy.
Yeah, because it does change your life in such a profound way. Like the amount of the attention you get and the people just, you know, girls and guys, I'm not just talking about guys, everyone just like thinks you look better, and you do, you look better. It's crazy.
Yeah,
so I wish I wasn't addicted to it, but 2 a week sounds insane to me. I
might go 3 after this podcast.
But you have to leave it on. You
right
smell
to total tan.
Total tan.
Are your sheets like?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's everywhere.
My boyfriend, I haven't seen him in forever, and I've been living in a spray tan sheet, and I haven't changed him in a while because I'm living in this like hotel that doesn't change your sheets except once a week, and it's like, so I've just been sleeping on the orange spot. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Just get some peach colored sheets.
And he was supposed to get in today, and so I was like, oh, can we have my bed sheets chained over this morning? But he got in late last night, and I was like, oh shit. And he sees it's a white bed. It's like, it's insane
just
what I've been sleeping in. It looks like I have diarrhea
outline
there 4 nights in a row. It's crazy how bad it looks. But his side was good, so he didn't mind. Last night it was like I had a fresh spray tan, and I was like, I'm sorry, you're getting in, like, you can't touch me, you can't, like, we can't do anything.
Nothing.
Like, I can't even touch my own skin.
That first those first 8 hours off limits.
It's really dumb that we have to do, we don't have to do it, but I thought that was interesting. And you also were talking about on stage that one of your eyes is smaller than the other, and so you will,
isn't
you said
true,
driving down to Pechanga, you were doing this the
I
whole way
to
down.
I forgot to stretch mine out before this podcast, so you could probably really tell.
So when it stretches out, it does help it?
Yeah, it does.
Because one of his, he doesn't have a lazy eye, we would determine, because a lazy eye is about your eyeball.
Yeah.
His is a lazy eyelid.
Yeah, like, but my eyes are different sizes.
Okay.
I think it's cool
that's
looking. I don't
thing.
Think it's distracting. I really don't.
Okay,
I don't think it's a bad
on.
Look.
I think that's
come
a good
on.
Thing.
I think it's character.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I think it's hot. It's not like, I'm not trying. Like,
that guy with the one small eye? Ooh.
It's I not small.
Weird spray tan?
It's not small. It's cool. It's like,
it gives you like
gives
a mischievous charm.
Yeah, it's definitely good. It's not bad.
But in the morning, it is, whoa, obvious.
Right. Do your parents have it? Did you get it from one of them?
No. Just one of my friends was talking to me one time and it was like, so what's up, bro? He like made one eye real small. And I was
you
like,
might have a little
I didn't
bit.
Know that you knew that people knew that my eye was small.
So you had noticed it already?
Yeah, I was like, did people? People know.
You got some damage.
You've never done
muscular
a roast battle.
Nerve.
I don't know.
It's not keeping that up.
I don't know what's
yeah,
going
maybe.
On.
Which is why stretching maybe works, because the muscles are...
I've been
you can get
the
an,
eye.
You'll probably get an eye lift at some point. You're not opposed to plastic surgery. What are you going to be like in your 40s?
I'm
going to
take
Christ.
The joke over the plastic surgery.
Though. What do you mean?
Like, I want to keep the joke going about the eye.
Oh,
over
that's a good point.
It.
Yeah, that's a good... But once
anything
that joke gets on
bit.
A special... Then,
oh,
then you'll
all
be
right,
able to... Yep, yep. Yeah, you're not... You, you're on the show Lovers and Liars, which is all like, what was it like for you? It's my dream to be on a dating show in the sense that you are, where you're like looking for love
it's
on
not,
an island.
It's not a dream. It's
tell us
scary. So like, I'm used to like being like in this pigsty of men, like trying to go after these girls. And now roles are reversed. I'm dating just 8 women throughout a reality
you were
show.
More comfortable in the other when you were one of the guys
it
going
kind
after
of felt
girls.
Like it when I was a guy going after one of the girls and I was an f-boy it was kind of just like whatever bro who cares I
yeah,
could say anything I didn't have to like be nice all the time
because you came back to the show as an f-boy after you got scorned by Louise who chose Mercedes over you came back in f-boy island season 3 as an f-boy and no one knew everyone assumed oh he's back as a nice guy he's a nice guy before so that was the turn and then by the end of f-boy 3 you made it to the final 2 again and you were the runner-up to Katie Thurston. And I'm like, what do I have to do?
What do I have to do?
And the answer is come back for Lovers and Liars, which is also F Girl Island, and you be the lead now.
Yeah.
Because now he felt like he was ready to find love with Katie, and he came back as an F-boy, but he changed back to a nice guy.
Yeah.
So that's your little character arc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I thought I knew all the moves. Like, I thought I knew all the lines, like the F-boys, F-girls say the same things, and nice girls, nice guys say
this. Oh, yeah, you...
completely you lived life no as radar.
An F-boy. But you're not really an F-boy. Like, was it hard for you to be that guy? Because there was some truth to it of, like, you were there for the money and you kind of were like, I don't really want a girlfriend out of this. So there's an F-boy quality to that. But you're not a douchebag like some of these guys are.
I can't.
But that's not what an F-boy on our show is, just like, if you're there for the money. You can still be a nice guy, like, treat women well, but if you're not really there for a relationship and you're lying about that, that equals F-boy. So F-boy. You qualified.
Yeah.
But you weren't, you're not like...
But then there are some guys that are like, yeah, he's an F-boy in real life.
Did you feel so bad lying? Like, or like that Katie might think you were a nice guy and that you weren't?
I kind of thought she'd know, like, that I was.
Were you scared to reveal?
Yeah, because I was like, what if she has no idea? What if she really thinks I'm a nice guy and she really thought I was a nice guy? Like, so I was like, wow. In her mind, it's just like I played her, like, hard.
Yes.
And I was kind of like, you know, I don't really like thought you knew. Like, wink, wink. Like,
yeah. So, okay. But, once you reveal, she's already eliminated you. So, oh, no. At that point, you had to reveal before. Yeah. That's right. Okay. I forgot the rules.
I had to climb out of
that
hole.
You didn't have a chance anyway. That was that relationship was solidified from day one.
I thought they were gonna last.
And they didn't last.
I was so naive.
It's over now.
Me too.
Yeah. I thought they were so in love. And you
They were a good couple too.
Yeah. Mm. I was like, oh my God, I think we're gonna get a proposal out of this.
They look good together.
Show.
I thought he was
and
gonna
stupid
do it
meaning
on the
like
show.
We don't think Yeah, I never thought we would get a proposal out of F-Boy Island, but I really was like, I think these two are so in love. But it didn't last. Mm-mm. But you still but you're on the quest for love this season.
Yeah.
And you already know if you found it or not. We know if you found it or not.
Yeah.
You might.
So it was more pressure going into this as a lead because you are breaking hearts. Is that part of it?
And it's just weird when you have like two girls in front of you and you have to eliminate one because like you didn't like the dress she was wearing.
God.
I'm like, really? I don't really like blue, so
because you don't know them well enough at some points, like early on.
The first episode, I'm like,
yeah, episode one, there's a lot of that.
I talked to you for 30 seconds and
but you kind of know.
You winked at me weird.
Yeah. Well, you winked at her weird too first with that fucking
with that small
lazy
eye.
Island. Yeah. But you kind of do know. Like when you were looking at all the girls standing there, like you zeroed in on some.
Yeah.
And then how did you guys all decide like not to go after the same ones?
The girls just kind of gravitate towards you. Like they really get to pick.
Right.
Because you're just sitting there and they're coming up and talking to you and I'm like, I've never had this kind of attention in my life.
Kissing on TV.
Weird.
Did you,
kissing in real life, weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, first kisses in real life, to kiss on TV is kind of my dream. Like, I kind of do want to do it. I think that just anyone being invested in me being happy in that way and being authentic and not having to be funny, like, interests me. But I feel like I don't know. But also, I think I'd be good at it because I studied Can't Hardly Wait and the way they kiss on the end scene. And I think that's the best way to kiss on TV. But what was your plans for it when you would make
like,
out?
I
would
guess
you be
I'll
aware?
I guess I'll just do what I've seen people do in movies. Like
exactly.
That's the only way guys know how.
Yes.
I'm like, whatever they did in Spider-Man when he was like upside down that one scene, I'll do it here.
You flip her over.
Yeah. I was like, do you mind if I hang from a rope?
But would you be aware with, you know, they always say like you forget the cameras are there. Would you?
One time it was like such a long kiss and I didn't want to open my eyes because I have a fear of opening my eyes because this one girl told me one time that I'm a bad kisser because my eyes are open.
Was this on TV that she told you?
No.
Oh, just
it was in real life. So now like when I'm doing that on TV, I'm like, I don't want to open my eyes. I don't want to. And I just kissed this girl for like 3.5 minutes. Because I was like,
so
are we
long.
Ending? I didn't want to like look at the cameraman and be like, are we good?
Oh no, that can so scar you, just one little tip like that.
She was into it and I was like, oh God.
So but how would this bitch know that your eyes were open unless her eyes were open?
I think it's like when I go in for the kiss.
It should be okay. It was too.
You need to have your eyes open for a little bit.
Yeah, it's like I want
to
land this
plane. You don't
want
to headbutt her.
Yeah, yeah. But like keeping them open during kissing is so funny.
That is weird. Are you ever like, you ever open to check, like, you know, what's going on?
Yes, and then you both check at the same time. Oh, no.
All right, I got to get out of here.
Oh, God.
The check at the same time.
That's brutal. But then you have, you know, so you have all of these girls that you're juggling and you have to, and then they make you go on dates with like both of them at the same time sometimes. Ugh. And there's like group dates and is it even fun? I mean, are you able to have fun in those times, or is it, I'm talking late in the game when girls' emotions are
they're real.
Wrapped up.
They're super real, but I tried to like navigate around it and pick just like the coolest girls that I could hang out with. That like, because I knew it was coming. Like, I know I'm going to have to date three of these girls at the same time on the same date. So like, hopefully three of them are like three that can get along. And then aren't like this bitch.
Yes. You know what I mean? Well, even though they were. It's so funny to me that anyone on these shows ever gets upset at the guy for not choosing them or for, you know, because that's what this is.
Yeah.
You know, unless you win, this is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't act surprised that these guys are two-timing you, because that's the rule. I remember
some people
one time
got really upset on this season.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time Jared from, I guess, F-Boy 3, like we really, they, you know, I was kind of getting notes to like go hard on this guy. He's an asshole, because he really kind of, as when he revealed to be an F-Boy, he went hard on all the girls and was kind of rude. And I just played it up just a tiny bit of like, how dare you? You know, I was like in a mood that night or whatever. And so I'm just like, I didn't say scum, but like some kind of like disgust of how he behaved. And he goes, but this is what the show is. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do, right? Like, he looked at me kind of like, why are you mad at me for like, this is the, and I was like, kind of like, you're right.
Yeah.
That we need you. Mm-hmm. I can't be mad at what you've brought to the show. I really liked that moment. It was like a very innocent, sweet moment of this guy that just was kind of acting like such an asshole. And I was like, oh, you're right, Jared. Like, he's like, I'm just kind of doing what.
Play the game.
I'm supposed to be doing, right? And I was like, oh, yeah. Forget what show I'm on. I can't get mad at you. But that is funny to me on like The Bachelorette when they're like, you broke my heart. It's like, bitch, the only way this wouldn't happen is if you won. So the only world you live in is where you win all the time? Like, that doesn't make sense. You can't live like that.
You signed up for it.
Yes. Yes.
Although it does suck if you get eliminated on the first episode. Then it feels like, what the fuck was all this for? Yeah. Why did I audition for this? Why did I fly out here?
Someone has to go first. As someone who has voted first off Dancing with the Stars, it doesn't occur to you that it will be you. It never does. You just, when you enter into a reality show and a competition show, there's just no way you're the worst.
No.
You know it happens to some people, but it won't be you, even if you know you're the worst.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it does, and it's just, it's so humiliating. It's just because the humiliating part of it is that you bought all these outfits, you like planned your life to be there for a while, and you invested so much into it, and everyone knows how much you put into it too, because all the producers are so nice to you leading up to that point, because they think they're possibly dealing with the lead of the show. So everyone's treating you like a fucking queen. And the second you're eliminated, it's kind of like, you just realize how fake it all was. And it's really devastating. It's really embarrassing that everyone, you just realize, oh my God, this was never special. I was never special. I'm a commodity. I'm worthless. And they just claw machine you out of this world that they built around you, and they throw you away, and they don't call you again. It's really, really embarrassing.
The same thing happens even if you go far. Like, you went far on The Masked Singer.
And 1,000 more after that. On Masked Singer, yes.
You went really far. You were third place, right? Mm-hmm. And so then when you got eliminated from that,
Didn't bother me at all.
But it's the same thing where you're a commodity, and it's like goodbye.
Absolutely. But they call a little bit more because I was a part of the show longer. So now they go, hey, the new season's coming up. Snowstorm, you want to do a shout out? You got to come back and do another thing. Like, they still talk to me. I still matter to them. Dancing with the Stars, it was like just they fucked me. And they were like, oh shit, my grandpa's coming over. You gotta sneak out the window. Like, they made up some lie.
Uber's here.
Yes.
See you never.
They didn't even call me an Uber. They just go, Uber usually picks up around the block if you want to call. Just so they give you some kind of...
wow.
And
I've got to wake up early in the morning because my grandpa's coming here.
If you leave an earring there, you're never seeing it again. They block your number. It's that was a different vibe. And
you
I think
on the door, someone opens it, it's like a Hispanic lady family. What the fuck?
There hasn't been a F-boy who's lived here 35 years. I swear it was here last night. Yeah, that's how it felt. And it's so embarrassing. What's been your most embarrassing moment in your careers, you guys?
Jesus. Losing twice in a row on national.
That
TV.
Was that. You got runner up. That's
not embarrassing.
That's
you
pretty embarrassing.
Second place.
No, I mean, it's
like,
is.
Let me get one.
It is though. It's almost worse than third. And doing it two times in a row.
Because you're out there so vulnerable.
Yeah. Did you really think you were going to win either of those? Was there a part of you that was like,
I could?
You
have thought you were going to win Katie Thurston.
I don't know. I was like, maybe she liked me.
But she and Vince were so locked in,
that was
in,
like
though.
So obvious to everybody that they were.
But you never know what's going to happen. I'm like, maybe if she really likes him, like she'll pick me and that'll be
the
twist.
That's the true thing about our show.
That's true. Big 50-50
every time.
You really
can't ever bank on something being so obvious. And then I guess with Louise, that one was actually 50-50.
Yeah.
She just wanted. Right. Yeah, she just. It's Mercedes, man.
I felt like.
You can't go against Mercedes.
I know.
You got beat by LeBron. What are you going to do?
I know. I'm like, I was like, maybe my finale speech will save it. Like,
yeah.
You're just honored to be on the same court, playing the game.
That's the part that I think I would really have a struggle with, even though I speak in monologize for a living, is that speech that you give to save yourself. And you guys always sound so eloquent and like it's... A lot of times, even for the real dumb guys, is it rehearsed all day?
Well, we have a day to do nothing and write it.
Okay, so you guys, work on this. That makes more sense now. Because, yeah, there's some guys that I'm like, are you reading a teleprompter in the sky? Because they look up, they'll like kind of go, and then they look back up, and they get the rest of it. And then they finish it, and it's like, really? I've always been very impressed.
I know, they're always really good. And you it's from someone you don't expect. I'm like, he's going to butcher this. And then he kills it. And I'm like, I'm next.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. It's wild. This season is going to be really good. And has the feedback been good? It just debuted last week.
Everybody loves it. Like, insane. Like, people that don't even normally watch it. Like, my dad's like, it's pretty good. I'm like, shut up.
Yes. That's what this show is.
That's actually what happened to the followers you lost. They went to go follow the F Girl Island Instagram.
Probably.
Instead.
I would too.
You have to choose. Yeah. It's this season's really, really good.
Chaotic.
And it just started, so people should really get on board.
I know it's been rebranded to Lovers and Liars. We all know that it's F Girl Island, but it truly is. Like a superior show to F Boy Island.
Yeah.
It's so much different to have whatever it is, 23 girls instead of 23 guys. They act, they feel so much more vicious. They feel so much
and
more into the game. And the guys, you guys seem like you're really in danger.
Because we're terrified.
And you guys are funny. And you three guys have been around the block before on these shows.
And
so there's like a comfort level there that just makes it easier to watch, I think. You're just so funny. And it's a great show. It's a great show. Lovers and Liars right now. You got to check it out. Just support. If you love me unconditionally, why aren't you watching?
Are you a lover or a liar?
Right? On the CW app. Okay, we'll be back with more with Benedict after this. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
We're back. Benedict Polizzi. Is that how you say your last name?
Polizzi.
Polizzi. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. No, oh my God, you let me say it
twice. Oh man, you've been saying like
Polizzi. I just let people roll with it.
Polizzi. The same thing with Glasser.
Glasser.
My dad gets so mad, but I don't even hear it when people fuck it up anymore. I'm just like, sure, that's fine.
See, that's what I do. I'm like,
I don't care.
It's too much explaining. Yeah.
Me too. People say Frangie. But one time in middle school, the gym teacher called me Frangay, and I got a lot of grief from that.
Oh, Frangay. God, I bet.
Yeah. But well, other than that, it's never been a problem.
I know, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're from
Indiana.
Yeah, and you're a comedian, stand-up comedian.
Yep,
there,
from Indianapolis.
From Indianapolis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crackers.
Yeah.
Crackers.
Crackers Helium. Comedy Club.
Yep. Williams there now, right?
Broad mm-hmm. Ripple and downtown location. Yeah. Is Broad Ripple closed?
Yeah, just downtown now.
Okay, just downtown.
Yeah. I'm going to Indiana this weekend.
Really?
Whoa, yeah, for what?
With Conover.
Oh, nice. Adam Helium. Conover. Helium.
Yeah.
That's a good club there.
Great club.
Yeah.
That's good?
Yeah.
I've been to so many fucking places.
You said you really like clubs.
I do like clubs. I miss clubs because I just miss staying in one place all weekend.
So good.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
And just being backstage and getting like to find food. Restaurants that you like
nearby,
and you
difference.
Get the same thing every
we're just
night.
Like, I love doing comedy for the food.
Truly. And you get free food from the club and they give you so much.
I'm always like, are you sure it's free? Like every single time.
Every time. Yeah. And there's like someone waiting on you and the green room's really nice. And
the improv.
Like,
they've got a great menu.
Improvs do so well.
And it's the same menu everywhere. So nice. Except for one improv I went to where it wasn't the same for some reason.
Heliums, punchlines, improvs. Those are the nice franchise
Caesar
clubs.
Salad with grilled chicken at Helium.
Fuck.
Double grilled chicken if you're feeling.
All right, I'll try that.
It's not very fun,
I miss
but
a club.
Yo,
you ever been
good.
To the Comedy Attic in Bloomington?
I have, but it was like my first year, so I was just kind of like
That's where Nikki and I met.
Yeah.
No.
That was the first club that ever headlined me. Shout out to Jared Thompson who runs that place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hosted that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
that's how we met. That's how I met a lot of people is through that club. Tom Takkar, used to be Tom Brady,
so
Emil
funny.
Joaquim.
Yes.
Those
Bloomington guys are hilarious.
And then Brian. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great scene. Still is. So you moved to LA though.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago?
Been here for like 4 months. I was back and forth going to Indy, mm-hmm. get my stuff and coming back.
Yeah, that's always what you do.
Jesus.
Did you make the right move? Are you glad that you did here over New York? Because that's always the thing. Of like,
I don't know. It was a big toss up, but I was like, I'll probably end up trying both.
No, you got to do LA. You're an LA guy for sure.
Why do people? Why do people? People say that to me, and I'm like, "What do you?"
Twice a week, yes. bro.
Are you kidding me?
I would do that in New York.
You wouldn't do it?
I would.
No, you have a lot to offer that is valued in LA versus not valued in New York. I feel like
what is LA doing anymore though? Like, aren't all auditions on Zoom? Like,
the industry is falling apart. But I feel
tapes?
Like I feel like you, your personality, what you can be a television personality, you can be a host, you can be a comedian,
wow,
you can be an influencer. Those are LA things.
Mm.
If you're like, I want to, you know,
write for the Daily Show.
I want to write for the Daily Show, or just like, I only want to be at the Comedy Cellar, and that's it.
But is that the goal?
What?
Stand
just
up.
Just stand up?
Like, do you want to be like the best? Do you want to just stand up? Like,
I want to do stand up. I'm sure of that. But like, I'm, if it leads somewhere else, like, I'm open to that too.
Mm.
Like,
that's kinda... I was really happy. I saw Bill Burr clip the other day, or maybe it was last night, that said the same thing that I always say, which is like, I don't care if people do stand up to get into other things. I think do it. It's the only thing that you get on stage every night and you get to like try out
so hard
and act.
Yeah.
And if you want to be an actor and you want to try stand up and you're taking stage time from others, well then, you're probably better than the others that you're taking stage time from. Like, why yeah. are you, you're probably killing. So you figured something out. So like, you know, it doesn't bother me when people want to get into other things, because stand-up is, it's not that sustainable forever for everyone. It's so exhausting. You have to constantly come up with new material.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rely on your hits. It's, you have to keep like giving of yourself in a way, for at least for me, of like personal stories and mining your own life and like having to lead mm-hmm. an interesting life to it's and then you have to travel all the time. I realize I'm probably gonna die in a hotel. Yeah. Like I realized the other day, like I spend a third of my life in hotels. It's a really good chance I'm gonna die in a hotel.
It's not a bad place.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, nice shower.
It got me like thinking. I was just like, oh, that's interesting. But I do spend
your life's going pretty well if a maid discovers your body.
Yeah. At a Marriott.
I'll take it. Okay. Marriott. Nah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm at too. So I want to take it up to the next level of like I remember Bob Saget, I think, was at a Four Seasons, and mm-hmm. you know, that's where his body was found. I'd like to be that level.
That's the level you want to be at. Yeah.
Yes.
You don't
when the
die
seasons
in
of my life Hampton when I see no
suites.
More. Yes.
How do you think you're gonna die?
How?
Oh no, don't ask him that. That's
come
he's
on.
That's gonna that's
whatever
not
happens, I'm gonna be
podcasts.
Frozen in a cryogenic tube and I'm gonna
he's gonna
be
live forever.
Resuscitated
don't worry.
In the future.
How white are your teeth? Now what are you doing to whiten? Because let's talk about this, because I have to go get a whitening pretty soon for
it's
a big
it's
thing.
It's the coffee straw.
Oh,
is that why
it's
you're
the
strawing
avoidance
it?
Of dark.
Everybody always asks, why do you drink coffee through a straw? It doesn't hit any of my teeth.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I use white strips every once in a while. But
I thought
like,
you were going to say every day. Every once in a while?
Twice
you, but
a
you don't
week.
Do any like massive whitening things?
Just brush.
Dude,
twice
I did
a
I did a Floss? Zoom whitening mm-hmm. that was like $500 for my special a couple days before.
Oh, that caused you great grief.
It was so awful. I mean, you know about tooth pain. So when I was bitching about it, you were probably like, yeah, welcome to my world. But it you can't eat anything except things that are white.
Yeah,
for 3 days,
just Cool Whip,
and it's so painful. Yes, Cool Whip and marshmallows
sounds great.
Yogurt
and milk.
I want to get the tooth thing.
It's horrible.
It's my favorite
food. It hurt so much, and I swore to myself I would never do it again. I promise. At the time, I was like, "Don't ever do this. It makes your life miserable, and you only are doing it to prepare for this thing that you need to be of a sound mind for. Why would you throw your mind into chaos?
God, that's my
3 days
nightmare.
Before, like, put yourself in so much tooth pain right before you're doing this thing." But I got another big thing coming up, and I'm like,
yeah,
maybe just do it a little bit further out.
I swear, white strips are fine.
They're fine. They're fine. I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to buy a kit on Amazon. I don't need to go back to this place again. It was torture. It was so painful. Final thought. Noah, our producer, is going to go into labor any second now.
She's in it right now.
Very, very pregnant. And I want to talk about that. She will be when she does. Her teeth are so white. Do you drink through a straw too?
No, they're not white. And you've always told me, Noah, don't waste your money on teeth whitening. Use the whitening strips.
I have said that, but you're not on TV.
Oh, okay.
I'd never done it either, but I was like, I want Jessica Simpson white teeth for the special.
God,
like, I just want to be so undeniably like celebrity white. Like, that girl is a celebrity. Mm-hmm. In which I don't really relate to.
Celebrity
that
white sounds like the name of a celebrity. Celebrity
sounds like the name white. Of a tooth whitening.
Sure.
Celebrity
company.
White. New Crest.
Right.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah.
Crest Celebrity White.
But Noah's going to be giving birth soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you at right now? When's the due date? How many?
So
how
I'm week
away?
38. That means that the baby's like fully developed.
He's in there.
Crazy. She's listening. She's listening to this.
Yeah, I know. She's laughing. She's enjoying it. I'm like rattling her around laughing.
Oh, my God. And so are you ready? Are you so uncomfortable that you're like, come on, let's do this?
No, I'm not at that point, except for when I lay down. When I lay down to sleep, I have to like literally hold my stomach and like turn over.
Wow.
Like,
I just,
ooh.
But and you're ready to meet her.
Yeah. Well, I need one more week. I just
one more week. What are you doing? Got to get your teeth whitened. You got to get your lats worked on. Two spray tans.
Stretch out your small eye.
What's something right now that if the baby showed up, you'd be like, fuck, I didn't have time to do this one thing. Like, what's the thing that you're like, oh, I got to do that?
Oh, I got to pack my hospital bag.
Oh, God, you got a go bag. And what's supposed to go in that?
Just a bunch of stuff for my underneath.
Oh, my. What? Yo. They don't give you that stuff? They don't give you diapers?
Dude.
They do give it, but I just want something that's like a little bit better.
Higher end. Yes. Okay.
You don't want the state sponsored.
Yeah. Not the Marriott version.
You want that Four Seasons up in that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like, it's just, I don't really either. And we don't have to know. We can just live in ignorance because we're men.
At what age will you start teaching your child how to kick field goals? Because that's my plan. Every child should be taught to kick field goals. It's the most surefire way to have a career in the NFL.
What?
$800,000.
It's not going to get hurt.
Minimum salary. $800,000 to kick field goals. And no one's good at it.
So funny. That's a really good plan.
Yeah.
Field goals.
Field goals.
That's right.
Did you see Fahim Anwar had a clip yesterday that I saw that was like talking about how, you know, the most talented people in the world, like Michael Jackson and Venus and Serena Williams. And there was someone else, some other black entertainer who's just extremely talented. They was like, they all had overbearing fathers.
Yeah.
And he was like, if I ever have a baby, I'm just going to give it to an overbearing black father and just say, go.
Go, you know,
like,
man.
Just do it. And he's going to be like, so what do you want it to be talented? And he was like, it's not up to me. You decide. You success my daughter. Like, just completely surrender. It was such a funny bit. I really loved it. But yeah, so when will you start the field goal kicking? When do you think it should start, Brian?
Two years old. Mm-hmm. They should start as soon as they can walk. They need to be able to kick.
Okay.
Yeah. And they need to be able to accurately.
Foot above head.
Yes. Stretches.
All day.
Muscular squats.
I would be very worried about my baby's posterior pelvic tilt at this point. If I saw my baby walking around
whatever
with like
that
bad posture.
Whatever is best for the kicking is mm-hmm. what you need to make it.
I would ruin a child just being not wanting it to be, do the things that I do. Isn't that what we do?
Mm.
Yeah, that's like parenthood. We don't want. That's why I think adopting is. That was my whole point. I forgot to do that bit. I have a bit about it.
Do it
about
now.
How adopting is great. Well, I've done it on the show before, but adopting is great because everything your child fucks up at, you don't take offense to because it's not you.
Yeah, it's not me.
You're like, that's his parents. That's not me. That's just my dumb fucking kid. And so, because that's where so many kids have so much pressure on them is because the parents put themselves, like, they're mm-hmm. You're an extension of their parents. And so when you fuck up, your parents are like, no, this says too much about me.
Yeah.
It's me. And so if your parents were able to be like, well, that's their fucking birth mom showing up and be a little bit lax about it, the kid won't feel this like shame about who they are as much
mm-hmm.
because you don't need to say that, but in your mind,
well,
you can be like,
well, they still
feel
the shame from the original parents.
They don't because they can fuck up. They can be like, I'm not really good at, you know, I'm dyslexic or whatever it is. That's not a fucked up thing. But like, if I could see how a parent would be like, I'm really smart. My child's dyslexic and the child can be really smart, but just have this learning disability. And the parent would be so frustrated because to me, that makes you look like you're dumb and I'm smart and it's important. But if your kid was dyslexic and you were really hyper intelligent person, but they were adopted and you secretly thought your kid was dumb because they were dyslexic, which is wrong to think,
mm-hmm.
but you in your mind could just go, yeah, they are dumb, but it's their parents. You wouldn't say that
not
to the kid.
Fault.
You would just be easy about it.
Yeah.
And so the kid would read it as like, my parent accepts me for who I am, even though they're really just putting
heal.
The fault.
It would heal them.
It would be healing if they didn't reveal this is your mom's fault, you know, like if they just kept it to themselves.
Uh-huh.
I think it could be better for the child.
Well, let's find out.
Noah's going to be the most amazing mom. She's so, you're so ready to be a very caring and empathetic person and just so, you're just such mom vibes. Your baby's so fucking lucky. That's what I always say, but when certain people get pregnant, I'm just like, man, I have a great mom, but sometimes you just are like, that baby's so lucky because you like work on yourself. Yeah. Your baby's really lucky.
Thanks. But you know what? I don't even, I still have to like, ease into the role of mom. I can't really it still makes me cringe a little bit, but I feel like I'll have time for that because right now I just have to like keep a baby alive. It's like taking care of like an animal or something where you can't like really communicate and you just have to make sure you're feeding it, you're
Oh, it's going to be mayhem for the next
don't feed it water.
4 months at least.
Do you know babies can't have water until like 6 months?
What?
No one knows this.
Wow.
People
they get it from the breast
milk. Pedialyte? That's kind of water.
No, you don't give Pedialyte to under 6 months.
Four baby. Oh, okay.
Up to 6 months, literally all they consume is breast milk or formula and nothing else. You cannot give a baby water. I had no idea. What if they're in the bath and some water splashes in their mouth?
I thought that was just like a law in Georgia.
Like suck it out? Oh, they can have Diet Coke up to 40 full ounces. I just learned that I was on a trivia show and they asked what a cup, how many ounces were in a cup, and I didn't know.
No way.
I forget it all the time. What is it?
I have no clue.
Oh, no?
It's 8.
Yeah.
It just makes sense when you hear 8, but then I was trying to remember what are these. Like, they're 20 ounce, but I was thinking they're 12 ounce, and so I was like, there's no way a cup, this is at least 4 cups.
Yeah. How many ounces are in a gallon?
But it's not. It's one.
I hate this game.
How many ounces are in a gallon?
Yeah.
If this is 20, a gallon I would say is
40?
80 ounce?
64. Yeah.
So dumb.
I was on this trivia show, and it's really fun, like, to get things right when other people don't. And when you know something, and the only reason you know it, like, people were going, Nikki, you're smart. I'm like, no, it's just because I just got lucky. This is all luck. Yes, I absorb things and I have information in my brain, but the things that I knew were all just like, because my dad's obsessed with that thing.
Yeah.
The topics
were just lucky for you to get those topics.
Yeah. It was like something about the Wright brothers. And I'm like, but my dad has like talked about the Wright brothers a lot. And like, it's just, there's been some things that I've absorbed from that.
Yeah. There was like an episode of Dexter's Lab. Ooh. There's a cartoon on Cartoon Network,
yes.
I think.
Oh,
I know the episode?
Oh, yeah.
Dexter is this genius boy who can do whatever he wants because he's got his lab and he's a scientist. Mm-hmm. And he's got a French test coming up and he's not very good at French. So he designs this implementation that he puts on his head and it forces him to speak French. But then it malfunctions. And the only thing he can say in French is omelette du fromage, which is a cheese omelette. And so he keeps saying the whole episode, omelette du fromage. And he's freaking out because he's going to fail his French test because the only thing he can say is omelette du fromage. And then he gets to the French test and it's one question. And it's, how do you say cheese omelette? And he's like, omelette du fromage.
Well, it's what's the movie about the Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah,
it's the same thing of like every question is just a specific thing that he happened. He wasn't like, you know, studying like Ken Jennings.
Monkey Man, which came out this weekend, is Dev Patel's John Wick movie.
Oh,
yeah, we gotta talk about that another time.
Really.
I don't even know if I could talk about it on the podcast because I have such extreme opinions about it because I'm a huge martial arts movies fan.
Okay.
But Dev Patel from Slumdog came out with a movie called Monkey Man with Jordan Peele as an EP and some other people.
Wow.
And it's supposed to be like the Indian John Wick.
Okay.
It's supposed to be.
Wait, before we go, first of all, Noah will be gone. This will probably be her last episode before she goes. She takes a leave of absence to go become a mom, study being a mom. And raise her baby, so we want to wish her the best. And she there'll be someone taking her place as our producer. Olivia is her name. She's not here now, but she will be when Noah is gone. And so we'll invite her into the show. We're very excited for that. So don't think Noah will be back. She's just she's going to be a working mom at some point, but she's needing that bonding time.
Yeah,
and she doesn't need to be editing podcasts during that. But she will be still watching the show and
sanctioned also.
Just a little BRB.
Yeah, Noah's a fan of the show. As a producer, and she's constantly in girls' chat, so we'll talk about her, we'll reference her. She's still a part of the show so much. So, send your love to Noah. She is becoming a mom right now. And, but before we go, the thing that everyone needs to watch that I'm sure everyone has, I sent it to you this weekend and was like, you need to watch this. You already knew about it. Hot Ones with Conan O'Brien.
I watched it, yeah.
I've seen that. I've seen like
the clips
that come up on my TikTok. I haven't watched it.
It is so insanely good. It is like, it changed the way I like think about comedy, I think.
Oh,
really? Just that?
Like, he eats so much of this hot sauce that you're supposed to only have like a little dab of, right? Like, and he's like pouring it in his mouth and smearing it on his face, and he's like ingesting so much for the bit that he gets like high.
Yeah.
Like, and he's someone who's like a sober person. He doesn't drink, he doesn't do drugs, and so he's always very much in control. And because he's obsessed with having control over a bit, and like, I'm always chasing the joke, and like, I'll do anything for the joke because I want to have control over being funny, he kind of loses control.
Yeah.
But he also maintains it. So like, he's realizing that what he's doing is making him lose control in a way that he never really has comedically. But then he goes into like hypervigilance of like, okay, I'm going to take over so much. So you see him like battling with himself because he is I mean, people are gasping. These people who've worked on the Hot One set forever are like, because he's going like this with like the second hottest one. And then the hottest one, the one that's pure pepper. He's dumping it in his face, smearing it on his face. He got it stuck under his ring, his wedding ring, after he washed his fingers after the thing, and it singed his skin. Like, it's like an acidic. And he starts losing his mind, but it is so fucking funny. It shows just what a fucking pro he is. And it shows how when you, I guess what I learned from it is that just follow the joke always, and don't give up and commit harder than you think you should.
Yeah.
And that, And be willing to just take huge swings. And as long as you stay in the pocket and you commit to it, you'll be okay. Because he took huge swings that were so scary, but he never, ever ventured off course and never regretted
prepared.
It. And he was so prepared.
He came in with three running bits.
He came in with bits to the show. He's
got
Conan
doctor.
O'Brien Can't Stop. That's the name of his show. You should watch Conan O'Brien Can't Stop. It's an HBO documentary about how he's not okay and like needs to do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm going actually to his premiere party tonight for the new show. I got invited.
Travel doc?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's what he was promoting on Hot
Ones.
I hear
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien, it's like Go Home Conan or something. It's on Max.
Mm-hmm.
But what were you gonna say about him just now? And I interrupted you.
Well, that he came in with three Brits. He was prepared, but was also
oh my god.
What also he came with was inspirational in a way, because he had a motivation for his character, which is like, you only live once, basically, was his motivation. He is like, I'm going to do this because I'm going to experience life to the fullest here. I agreed to be on this show. I agreed to try the hot sauce.
Why would I half-ass it?
Why?
Let's do this.
Yeah.
We're doing this,
and that's
right?
Like, that's what transcends it beyond just the bits, because now he's got that motivation. It's almost like he had a theme to his character on Hot Ones.
And there is a character that he brings in of his doctor checking in on him. And it's so funny. This doctor, who is one of his writers, Jose Arroyo, is the writer.
He played it so well.
He was so funny. If you watch a lot of Conan stuff, you recognize this guy from late night days. And he's this doctor that Conan just keeps saying, like, he's not the best, but he's affordable. So this guy is a doctor, and he just keeps coming in and taking his pulse and just doing it the wrong way, like taking his pulse, like stick out your tongue and putting a stethoscope on it.
He goes, Where did you go to college? Where did you go to medical school? And he goes, out of state.
And then he just walks off and he goes, How long was your program? Like your to get yeah.
And he goes,
what did he say?
It was supposed to be four years.
It was supposed to be 4 years, which is the funniest thing to say, because 4 years is already not enough. And it was
Does that mean you went longer
or
that
the program fell apart before you graduated?
He did great.
He was so funny. That was so brilliant to bring him in. And then Conan's putting the wings in his pockets. And like, it's something that I know everyone has seen clips of because it's taking over the internet. It is absolutely worth the watch because you see the mental breakdown of someone like he. Don't you agree, Brian? And Noah, you watched it, that he is. I mean, he's in a world of pain that we maybe only you understand because of your tooth pain, but like he's in a world of severe searing pain.
Yeah, no, it's remarkable.
And it definitely was worse than he thought it was going to be. Like you see him realize
it. Oh, yeah, it got real.
It's crazy. And he was talking about like being Irish and how they didn't have a spice. He didn't have a spice on his food until he was 52. Like it was just bland. He's so funny. He's the funniest man alive. I've always said it. And I think he literally is the funniest person that's ever lived.
Yeah.
I put him up there. I know I say that all the time about people, but I think he's Mount Rushmore. Well, without question, he's Mount Rushmore. But he's the best. So watch Hot Ones, Conan. Watch Lovers and Liars on the CW app for free. You can watch it on Hulu with ads. And you can watch it on CW Live on Thursday nights at 9, 8 Central.
Yeah.
How do you say it? One of those times. Check your local listings. Lovers and Liars, CW app right now. Download the app and it's free. Noah, it was easy to use, right?
Oh, so easy. And it's the best. I can watch it anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Even on your phone, you know?
Even on your phone. You can watch a TV show on your phone now?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
What is this? 2008?
I put a pillow right here and I watch it.
Well, I will argue that watching on your phone is people go, no, watch that on the big screen. And I go, actually, the big, I put the big, if you move the phone perspective wise, you are watching on an IMAX if you get it close enough to your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
3D glasses. Yeah, like, we're good.
So if you watch a big screen, if you're sitting in your living room and you look at your fucking big TV that you're so proud of and see how big it is, now hold up your phone to the same scale of where that is and you will see that you have a big screen all the time. It's just a matter of perspective and bringing it closer to you. So I don't think it's lost to watch things on your phone. I don't think that makes it for a poorer experience.
That's how most people do it anyway, especially for a reality show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Put those captions on.
Mm-hmm.
Have your other phone 1. Out.
1.5 speed.
So you can
be on TikTok. Yeah.
Actually, just flip it up in the corner so it's an even smaller box while you're on TikTok. Yeah, and then you have the muted TikTok voice playing over Benedict's voice.
And somebody FaceTimes you and you're like, just
sick. Yeah. To your TV and watch
That's
it like
true.
That.
You can airplay it. Mm-hmm.
It's complicated.
Yes.
It's complicated.
Okay, there's so many options. Look into all of them. Lovers and Liars, thank you for being here, Benedict. You're so fun.
For sure. Thanks for having
it's
me.
It's been so fun to hang out with you, not only on my show. We did KTLA last week, too.
That's great.
We were so in and out.
I know.
It was
like
the shortest interview
minutes.
Ever.
They loved it, though.
They loved
like,
it.
We actually want to watch this. Usually when reality TV people come on here, we're like, eh, but like we want to watch Lovers
That was
and
really
Liars.
Nice. Like, they were like, they after the segment, they were like, honestly, can you guys believe they were talking to the co-host like that was the only time I've ever had anyone from a reality show actually make me want to watch it.
Yeah.
We're like, yes, we did it. And it is true and it's worth it. Like it's worth promoting it in that way because when people do watch it, I haven't had anyone go, it's not really for me. Literally no one.
Everybody loves it.
And people are really, they say that shit to me about stuff where it's like, it's not my kind of thing.
Like your true friends will be like,
yeah,
that's actually really
good. And it's
good.
Okay if people don't like things, but this I've never heard someone going like, I gave it a shot and it just wasn't for me. So definitely look into it.
Yep.
And you need a new reality show. You know you do. Love is Blind isn't out anymore. Bachelor just wrapped up. Golden Bachelor, they just divorced.
Love on
the Spectrum. There's no new episodes coming out. Nah.
Lovers and Liars.
So we will be back with more shows next week. Thank you so much for listening. Noah, good luck to you. We love you so much. And wait, there's balloons coming up.
I think it's because I just did this.
What?
Yeah. Will you throw
in
up a
Zoom?
Set?
On our thing. I don't know what the
on
hell
Zoom.
Did you do that?
That's happening on Zoom now where you give a thumbs up and all of a sudden the thumbs up will like float into the camera. And it's like, no one asked for that.
No,
wait, let
no,
me
we
do
don't
this
want
one.
That.
The hearts one?
The heart
Taylor
works.
Swift heart?
The heart works.
I didn't even talk about Taylor Swift on this episode too much. We'll get to that next time. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye. Don't be good.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.